Welcome back to another episode of Professionals Podcasting. In this episode, attorney Adam Rosen discusses the facets of workers' compensation cases for Uber and Lyft drivers.
Yeah, so Uber and Lyft and the rideshare apps are a very hot topic in New York. Anybody who lives in New York, whether it be the city or the suburbs, they know how prevalent Uber and Lyft have become. And it really has been a bit of a life change for many people. The yellow taxis are covered under workers' comp, and there was a question whether or not the Ubers and the Lyft would be. People using Uber for business, or Lyft for business, personal, for everything. And the question becomes whether or not those drivers are covered under New York State workers' compensation. Initially, the companies from the apps wanted the drivers not to be covered. They wanted to treat them as independent contractors for obvious reasons. And when they're not employees, they don't have to worry about things like insurance, like workers' comp insurance. But there have been court decisions that have come down that have clearly stated that these rideshare app drivers are covered by workers' compensation in New York State under certain circumstances. And what are those circumstances? Well, if there's a passenger in the car, it's clearly covered by workers' comp. If you have an accident while you're driving with a passenger, workers' comp will cover you for your lost wages, for your medical, and for any possible settlement that you have from workers' comp. Now, that could be also in addition to a lawsuit against the driver of the car that struck you. That would be a separate case. But regardless of fault, if you were injured while driving a passenger around, you would be covered by New York State workers' comp. Also, if you are on the app, if the app is open, if you are open to accepting calls, if you are on your way to pick up a client, you would be covered in the event of an accident. We see these cases all the time. Even when the drivers own their own cars, they are still considered employees for either for Uber or Lyft or the other smaller rideshare apps. We see more Uber and Lyft in New York than anything else, but Via and Miley are also covered as well. So if you watch any of the Uber commercials during the pandemic in particular, they would consider, they'd call the Uber drivers or Lyft drivers a side hustle. Now, whether that term is a flattering term or not, these are people just trying to make a living and making the money that they can. If you're injured while you're driving for Uber and you have a full-time different job, you can possibly get what we call concurrent employment, which would mean that even though you're not filing a claim against your primary employer, you would still be entitled to some protection from income loss from that. Vice versa, if you are injured while working a main job and you're doing Uber or Lyft regularly, there may also be some compensation there. So what that means is there are just a lot of issues that come up in these cases. And you know, very often the black car fund or the insurance company will look to fight these cases initially. You have to prove what your earnings are, which can be difficult with the Uber drivers or Lyft drivers. It's very important to get an attorney in these cases because there are so many issues. Issues as to what the proper rate of compensation would be. And very often they'll fight these cases until they're proven in front of a judge. So we recommend that anybody who's injured while driving one of these rideshare apps do consult with an attorney to see if help can be gotten for them or made easier for them. You know, we see that all the time. Interestingly enough, the Uber Eats, the Grubhub, the food delivery apps, they're not considered to be employees under the workers' comp law. And the way the courts have delineated this and have drawn this out is they feel that because there are passengers in the car, there's more of a public interest and they're considered to be employees, whereas the rideshare apps, the food delivery apps are considered more of just truly an independent contractor. So there will be always issues with these cases where you'll need an attorney to consult with. And we certainly specialize in this type of case. We have done hundreds of Uber Lyft cases through all different permutations of whether they're working full-time or part-time. And, you know, it's a very good thing that these people are covered because, you know, sometimes tragic accidents can happen or just even something that debilitates you for 6 weeks, 8 weeks. And there's a tremendous loss of income. And we try to help our clients get past that and get themselves back on the right track to being healthy and being able to support their families and support themselves.